Quantum Foam, Episode 14. Needs to complete assignments and stay on task.
Quantum Foam.
Physics is at the foundation of all the mathematical principles that guide the heavens. You have to understand physics.
More than likely, that's not going to happen, but... And here we go. This one is about needs to complete assignments and stay on task. How many different times do we try to go into a subject and we never end up actually going into said subject? How many tangents do we end up going into when we go off the main point during an episode or during the side of a conversation where something is trying to be explained? This has been seen in cinema a long time. It's essentially the idea of squirrel. I see a squirrel there. That's cool. What are you talking about, though? And so we are able to still teach because we are having fun and learning at the same time. So if you have two different things here, there are 12 different things there. All right, we're not that sophisticated yet. But essentially, if we keep it level at two things at once all the time, we might be able to write a code that allows us to think in a way that's, I'm thinking one thing at a time, but everybody's always thinking two or more. There's a lot of input at any one given point in time. And so to get past this Heisenberg problem of knowing the speed and the position, because the speed is a position per time, and we're still within the same inertial reference frame box grid math container, so we can't actually compare these things. They are uncomparable. So we need to sort of focus on what the outlook may be for the plans for the rest of the show. We are only 13 in. This is the 14th, and that doesn't really mean anything. It just means that's the number of sections of audio that this was released in. It doesn't actually mean that it came before, during, and after. However, there is definitely a general direction of time.
Maybe you should read Stephen Hawking's last book, Brief Answers to Big Questions,
in this podcast. However, there is no guarantees that I didn't come back from the future and edit some of this and change it around and move it and put it in a context which would make you believe something that is a lie. So keep in mind that that is not the point here. The point is to just record some stuff down and figure it out at a later date, and I can create my own library one word at a time. So I am working with things that are more complicated than you are authorized to know.
There you go again with that authorized shit.
So a lot of this other stuff requires some research. There are a lot of shows. The hosts on these shows, you think, oh, they just jack around all day and get on the air for a couple hours and they just talk in the wind. You don't think they prepare for this stuff? People have said on air before that they spent 12 hours doing research for this particular subject just for a 4-hour segment, one in which they talk to another guest, so they don't even talk the whole time. And so how much research do you think? If you look at it just like that, that's 24 hours of shit in a 4-hour segment in a show. But if you think about it, how many hours of research would it take me to create 8 episodes? You would think you would want it to be like 24 hours, and it is. Whatever rates they are and whatever, however much time it takes for stuff, some of these take a lot more time to research than others. In fact, the first 10 episodes, I don't know exactly how many hours they took because I was so far out of touch with reality during that time that time was not a thing.
You did that on purpose to basically cheat and get around the issues a lot of people have dealing with time, only in a linear fashion, and hence, from a wrong and inaccurate point of view.
So I was able to grasp the concepts necessary to create, from start to finish, everything in a new format that I had to come up with on the fly. And so, to stay on task, certain things need to be done in certain orders, and sometimes it's not in a linear order. That is actually not how humans think. They think the last thing first and the first thing last, and everything in between, a few dots sprinkled in between. And so there's really no other way to figure out, to explain what the hell they're even talking about, unless we keep it down to one language, and that language is numbers. So even with the same language, we still can't communicate correctly. And that's just the nature of humans, but that is also besides the point. And so regardless of what needs to be done to do the things that I'm doing here, it doesn't matter qualifications of the credibility. It could be you, it could be me, it could be anybody. Could be Joe Pesh, could be Howard Stern, could be Joe Mama. I mean, could be Joe Pesh, whatever. Some people like to do these when they're trashed. Some people are trashed when they are doing them. Some people did them and were so trashed when they did them, they forgot they did them and then found them 20 years later. Same people did them and got trashed and filed it away and accidentally deleted it and nobody ever found out about it. Some people got trashed and did their whole episodes and made a whole entire show. And for 15 years, they made this really sweet show. And, you know, it was a good 700 episodes or something. And then at the end of all that, they got so drunk that they accidentally hit the delete button. And then they deleted all of it. And then nobody ever heard about it. So the madness of this is that, hypothetically speaking, what if I made 1,000 episodes of this and then deleted it? Just because, who fucking does that? Back to, who fucking does that? That one guy. Who fucking does that? But, who fucking does that? Look that up real quick, Newton. Who fucking does that? Can you? Who fucking does that? Yes, I'm able to talk to you as well. Newton.
Oh yeah. Shit. Forgot. Not this time. I'm rather busy right now. I've been spying on a lovely young lady here in the courtyard. She doth not see me, I fear, or I shall become her father's nightly entertainment.
I mean, I'm always talking to you, but I'm talking to them too, so they don't...
Come on, man.
If you don't...
Did I not say I was currently occupied?
If nobody hears you, you didn't talk to nobody.
I'm not your personal lookup robot.
Okay, we'll get into that later.
Get your own material, look your own shit up.
Okay, I'm not talking right now.
Lazy assholes, back on task.
Okay, we're talking about inertial frames of reference here, not that.
Get back to the assignment.
You're the one who told me to stay on task. That's the whole point of this episode.
You're doing fine. Just get back to the info. Bro.
Yeah, I know. Well, it still needs to actually be an episode. We can't just sit here and do this the whole time.
You do your thing, I'll do mine.
No, because then it'll just be annoying.
Don't fucking care.
Anyways, I'm gonna regard you as a redundant parody byte.
Kiss my ass.
Well, mathematically, it's the same thing.
What's the name of this episode, again?
Well, fine. I'll make you sound like a girl and then just call it a truncation distortion.
Got two nuts, bro. I can prove it if you want, Buttercup.
From when I changed it from 16-bit to 24-bit.
Didn't think so.
Okay, 24-bit, 16-bit, whatever. We can get into all of that one next time, but this time it is...
Staying on task.
Yeah, we basically have to come up with a new theme for each...
Each podcast episode.
Well, the first 10 were Dr. Hawking. The second 10 is Newton, you.
That's right, player.
And who knows what the third one will be. Probably Einstein. Ich heiße Einstein, doch es ist kein Schneemeter. He was German, but we understand. Essentially, it's easier to learn German first and then English, but it's also easier to learn English than German. You don't get to be the language of science because we don't know if you're going to go and turn.
I still can't believe the Nazis did what they did.
That was...
Hey.
No, like...
Hey.
Yeah, we'll get into that, but...
You're not supposed to tell them what I told you behind the door.
Yeah.
We don't know if we could trust the German language because there might be some hidden thing in it because they were just crazy like that. That's made up. It became English because they colonized and then they created a country and then everybody still spoke it and then they changed it to themselves and then they call it American English. I think that was just an excuse. Hawking could have spoke correctly popular spoken in such a position where you spit it out in such a way where it's proper English. He didn't even try to do it with a robot because it's fucking ridiculous. Okay, so we don't ever need to do it.
Whatever. Thanks anyway. I have a nice British style voice.
Well, they might need to do it, but...
I quite fancy it, if I do say so myself, there, lad.
Yes, I know you probably have a accent too, but that is just a small parallel. We don't fucking know what your voice was. You could have had a deep-ass voice like Art Bell.
Unlikely.
Or you could have had a scared face like me, 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 me. It doesn't matter. The words were written in math. And so it was written in the same language and the same language. And so chances are you had already read the King James Bible because that was 1611.
Most adults over 15 years old would read the King James version of the English Holy Bible, complete with chapter and verse numbering systems for reference purposes. This is a very common thing. Is it not in the 21st century?
Everybody had that shit when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, even such a thing like that. People were able to do these things at this time because it was the time of enlightenment. And only certain times things can happen. And apparently during that time, they were so fed up with the way that things were being ran with this feudal system. The feudal system was breaking down, is what they say. What does that even mean? Does that mean that people weren't tolerating people acting like complete and utter animals, yet they were humans? No. Yeah, that's probably closer to it.
Actually, that's right.
And so, people are getting like that now. And so, are we near the end again? Probably. But can these ends be compartmentalized into a subset of craziness that we can take care of somehow? Hopefully. So, let it be said when it got spoken. I have spoken. By the way, I got that from the Mandalorian show. Pretty cool.
Baby Yoda.
Getting back to the illustration of the point of this one, what would I just call it? A random thing like that for? Well, we sort sort of need to take an assessment of what we're doing here and take a look at what the format might be for some of the additional pieces to this segment of speech. And what I'm referring to is the entire Theory of Everything podcast, which is actually called Quantum Foam, which is actually done by me and programmed by you.
Stop joshing. You actually did all of it by yourself.
Yeah. Okay, so the good thing about being able to do this is that I am a programmer, so when there is a problem, I can just fix it really easily. So it's quite easy to go in on a tangent talking about something that is not part of the current subject, but the reason why we do that is it has been known to increase the amount of attentiveness that students are experiencing and exhibiting when you have little side plots going on. There's always a little side plot of something going on for a situation. You stop real quick, you speak about that, and then you go back to the main subject. And even with this, I need to actually do a good job paying attention to the main points so that I don't go off on too crazy of a tangent and we lose track of what we're actually trying to do here. And so this podcast is being done early on because we need to be aware of this stuff before we get too far into the subject matter. And keep in mind that there may be a general flow of ideas that are coming out with each recording, but I don't believe I am specifically choosing subjects exactly when I do them, because it's just generally. I generally want to go over some of these things first before we get into others, because chances are you're going to listen to the other ones before these. But if you don't and you jump in somewhere in the series, keep in mind that what you're doing really is jumping in at a certain time of the entire length of the show.
So what you're saying is that you really want people to listen to the whole show, not just a couple.
And it just so happens to be that we are attempting to go for 1,000 episodes, because that's fucking ridiculous. Basically, Astronomy Cast, those guys, they've done them essentially about once a week. They've done them for about once a week for about 10 years, over 10 years. And so they started way back. I would have listened to them long ago. I did not know that they existed until a certain time where I found them. And I've listened to every single one, and I often wait and take time because I like to binge listen to episodes. There are some days where I'm at work listening to episodes and it seems like I'm listening to 4 or 5 of them. And so it would be nice to have an interface that allows us to play these with no bullshit and no interference. And that is the point of what I'm trying to do here at Zeroth Wave Productions, which is both a music production studio as well as a sound engineering studio for other purposes. Currently, these podcasts are under a different type of media than the music. They both fall under media mail, but we're not worried about that since this is all digital. I'm writing the code that's displaying the webpage that's letting you hear these. And if you are getting these on a podcatching software or listening to them on your phone from a download, or if you torrented them or however you got them, it doesn't really matter. What you're listening to is each show. And so there's no bullshit in these shows. You don't have to do any bullshit editing. If you want, the very beginning tells the show, it does the theme song, and then it gets into the shit. If you want to skip that, go ahead. It's about 30 seconds or some shit. I don't know. Of each show in the beginning, I think it's 30 seconds. But very end, the disclaimer. Obviously, 30 seconds at the very end, you can shut it off and go to the next episode because it's just the same stupid-ass fucking disclaimer that's been in every single episode. I have to say them because what if all you get is this one episode?
Then what the fuck?
You said something offensive. What the fuck? Well, there's a disclaimer in there. Every single fucking episode for these assholes. I wish I could just put it on the site. I mean, but whatever. There might not even be a site. The site might have gotten taken down. Who knows? Who cares? But we do need to get back on task for this episode, and that is explaining what exactly we're doing here.
So further into the point of why we are doing this particular show, we sort of need a game plan and a rubric and a table of contents for what the future episodes are going to be about. And it doesn't have to be right at the very beginning of any certain number or anything like that. However, this episode, we are deciding to take a look at the stuff now. And so this should cover this topic for a while.
We need breaks too. And check those sensors.
Certain breaks need to be taken for certain reasons, and
what's the problem this time around?
Currently, those reasons are to run a test with the convection that is going on with the issues we are having with our sensors watching barometric pressure.
Sounds like it could be important.
Unimportant currently.
This must be one of those recent assignments the research group has been working on.
That has nothing to do with any of that other shit or any of you other guys.
Oh. I thought you might be talking about the proofs they started introducing, which may be making headway on the loopy metrics concerning independent time intervals.
For those people either. It's simply a random lazy Sunday, okay? Shit has to get done sometimes. And that's pretty much the point.
Okay. Never mind. I was just making sure. But it's about that time again. We can't keep forgetting what we're doing here.
Alright, we are about halfway through.
Episode
14.
Needs to complete assignments and stay on task.
Of Quantum Foam.
Of Metal Quantum Foam.
So, about these programming tasks, done by you?
Programmed by me and you and everybody else before me, and so I'm just adding to this software stack. So this software stack gets to become a mathematically inclined rubric for the purpose of creating additional sets of material.
This can be thought of as the following. Shut up for a minute. All that nonsense. This display of information that you are presenting to the general public is meant to be considered the written work by the author, which is you, of course, Doctor. So, the author is also the technological associate in charge of editing the digital sound recordings. This new way is the method by which you are stating your premise, your arguments, your examples, and also, similar to Descartes, you are including possible audio responses to the criticism that you are likely to receive once you publish this thesis. That is a little more intelligible, I would say.
And so I might write a container that does a certain thing that has a certain point in time. Second 900 is the midpoint at exactly 15 minutes in to the millisecond down to 3 decimal places, 36 figs. So one sample is still smaller than the resolution of being able to see on a screen over about an inch period from about 5 feet back. This shit's all relative. Basically what it looks like on the screen and what size it is, there's a certain resolution, but there's also a mathematical resolution. And let me tell you that the mathematical resolution is smaller. That's the per sample tangent graph segments that they put in each sample. That is smaller than time. So the time segment is just a snapshot of 3 decimal places deep of milliseconds, per millisecond. 1 millisecond is not per sample because it's 44:1. That resolution is way higher. So what I'm saying is that this is plenty to convey what we're trying to do here, and it gives us a frame of reference to even speak about some of this stuff.
Word up.
And so all of this stuff is being looked at as though it never needs to be looked at again. So that's the point. I'm essentially trying to do what René Descartes and Isaac Newton did separately and at different times, but...
That's because we knew what the fuck we were talking about. But now you are writing the next literary rubric, but it's in an audio-first presentation.
In an audio form and for a future program of study that will surely be written.
You think?
Based on the material that I've provided. And so, of course, I get the first attempt at this matter, and universally, the first attempt generally is not the first and only attempt. Even you had 3 revisions over your life of your work, and so I'm sure I will have revisions of this work over my life.
You would hope.
And so hopefully that is long enough to get it done, but often it is not. So certain studies have to be done by humans over their entire lifespan.
The name Gregory Mendel comes to mind. You know, the guy who figured out the genetics of pea plants. Important stuff.
And so we're hoping to find a way to truly speed up time.
Yeah, I guess he didn't have that luxury. He had to use much of his lifetime to study those plants simply because plants take kind of a long time to grow.
Speed up time to have the time we need to take care of what we need to do. We are trying to dilate our time in a way in which it stretches, causing us to have more of it, and so henceforth needing less in the future. We are trying to be as efficient as possible. However, we cannot.
You fucking making fun of me again?
However, we cannot.
What did I tell you about this?
Change time just so we can study more subjects in school. Kind of how they did in that Harry Potter type stuff, you know. 11, you know. I tell 11 classes, you know, and a lot of only 7. Actually, I took 8 when everybody else had 7.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Because I was trying to get it done now, motherfucker. That's how I learned how to type, dude. It was an extra class, and it's fucking weird. There was one semester. Here I go with that task thing and that tangent thing again.
No, actually, I'm interested in this one. Go ahead and lay it out for us.
There was one semester in school where I was no joke. Have you ever been in a class where it's like, seriously, out of 7 or 8 classes, one other person in there, girl or guy or whatever, has every single class as you? And after a while, you're just like, what are you doing here, dude? Like, I thought, you're here too? Fuck, man. You got every single class? That almost never happens. Statistically, 450 people in your class, sharing with blah, 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 blah.
That's a big high school, but I suppose for some, it is small, that relative thing.
Doesn't happen. But this dude, he was actually a friend of mine too, but it never happened. Everybody else had 7 classes. I had 8. He even had 7. I had 8. But I had 8 classes. He had 7. So how could he have every class? Impossible? Well, it is impossible. But of his 7, I had those 7. It's like, what on earth? This is also a straight A guy too. And it's just like, damn it, he fucking beat me in everything. I got 97% and he got 98. The son of a bitch. You motherfucker, you got 1% more, you son of a bitch. But he was just smart. The son of a bitch. You know? But the son of a bitch. Goofy and the son of a bitch. You know, whatever. But the son of a bitch. So was I. The son of a bitch. So, whatever. But kind of just one of those weird ass things.
Ridiculousness.
All right. Let's see if we can get a little bit more information on here. A lot of people had different classes, and so they were on a different time schedule. So most people's schedules were different. They were going every which direction, every changing of period. This is still the way it is. And it works because when you section out and you portion out subjects in usually almost an hour segment, that essentially gives you time to teach a half hour worth of subjects. And that also accounts for passing out papers, people getting up and down from their chairs before, right when you get there, towards the end when people are anxious to go, that kind of thing. And so you're really only giving out about a half hour of actual material, the same of which I am giving in these 30-minute segments. So this is how I'm doing them, so that you don't have to listen to a bunch of white space for no reason.
ADD status.
Oh, sorry. Let me warp out of here real quick.
But what went off on that one was the fact of keeping track of time. And how you do 7 subjects in school. Does it matter that you do math and then band and then history? Is it band first? Is it band last? What's a good time to do a certain subject? Oh, there is things. People don't like to do math in the morning. They don't like to do it in the afternoon. They don't like to ever do it.
Some people just are not math people.
It doesn't matter when you do it. I'm not even doing it now, because this is math that you can do without even knowing it. All you gotta do is know English and then you know the math. So if you speak the English and you know what you're speaking, then you know what you're mathing. If you math your speak, then you can math. If you speak your math, then you can math. If you English your speak, then you can math correctly. So essentially, if you know what you're talking about, you're doing it correctly, safely. And so we sort of need to lay out what we might actually do. And we have figured out a protocol with the test of the first 10 and the test of the first 3 in each 10. Because there are certain numbers that, you know, some random dude at some random party said some random shit where the number 3 and 7 repeat. Well, they all fucking repeat. 3 sounds good. 7 sounds good. 10 sounds good. 1 sounds good. 2 sounds good. What about the other ones? They all sound good, man. It's just whatever. So essentially, what's 3 and 7? That's 10. Okay. Well, the first 3 episodes is everything. If that's all you listen to, then that's it. The first 10, that's it. If that's all you listen to, then that's it. The first 13 is where you're at. Halfway through the first section of the post 13. Only makes sense because it does. So what do you do every 10 and every 100 and every 1,000? Well, hopefully I'm not making more than 1,000, because that's retarded. You could look at this in a math form. You're at the back half of the second term. And so what do you do now? You're going to be out of the third term. Is this term exponential? Is this equation polynomial? Are we getting into exponent root shit? Is all this stuff hidden inside of another imaginary structure that still hasn't been made up yet? Like, what's going on here? If you're given the codex or the rubric, does it all make sense after that? It depends. And so we need to take a look at this stuff, and I won't be following the first 3 every 10 anymore, because that was only done on the first 10. So am I going to follow the first 30 on the first 100? It's not exactly like that either. So the first 3 on the first 10, yeah. The first 10 on the first everything else, yeah. But not the first 3 on the second 10, because that is a negative sign that is not added in our equation correctly.
So, pretty much, you made the first 3 episodes follow the theme of the theory of everything that we have for this podcast that we call Quantum Foam. And then each 10 episodes will have its own sub-theme as well. The first 10 was Stephen Hawking, the next 10 are myself, Sir Isaac Newton, and the next 10 will be featuring Herr Einstein himself, and so on. Also, these characters can pop out at any moment, and we can all discuss the topic at hand so that all of you lovely mortal humans can begin understanding the fundamental physics required to comprehend the theory of everything, as you call it these days.
Think of it like that. So essentially, we have a format for our first 100. And so that is the format for the first 100. At which case, throughout the next 100, we will determine the format for the additional 100. And so forth. 300, 400, 500. And at 500, we will take a master assessment and see what exactly to do. But there is a chance that the intelligences will be making the decisions at that point. And so my prediction is that I am able to create what needs to be created to enter the correct timeline where I can properly calculate everything for the future from that timeline, henceforth. There's still got to be a point point somewhere. There's got to be a focus. There's got to be an apex. There's got to be an inflection point. There's got to be a point of no return. Once you enter, you've already entered, in which case you cannot unenter. You cannot unenter. You cannot unenter having never entered. Because if you unenter having never entered, then you can undo the past, in which case you can create the future, in which case you are above the pay grade of the individuals that are listening to this. Because if you have the ability to listen to this at a faster rate than we do, then you are above. In which case, we are unconcerned, because I don't care what you are and I don't care what we are. We are who we are, and we are not what we eat or who we eat. But we might be how we eat what we eat. We are the scenario of us doing something which allows me to describe to you a manner in which we can summarize and shorten up by saying simply, this is how we do this. I'm essentially tasting a color, or seeing a sound, or hearing a taste, or feeling a look, or smelling a...
We get the point. You are tripping or something.
What? Most of these things do not make sense, however, they can. Conniption fit, because I have experienced enough of them to know that what I have described to you is, in fact, possible.
Conniption fit.
And so, to stay on task, all one needs to do is have a general flow of theme for such material and loosely follow it. But what if you go off on a tangent?
Some very good questions. From what I can tell, all you're trying to do is tell others that you understand that the claims you are making are rather profound and world-changing. People are not going to want to listen, but all you can do is try to tell them. They will make a decision as to listen and heed your claims, as at the very least, this is an honest attempt at discovering the very elusive so-called theory of everything.
Well, that's the point of a whole show. There's going to be side plots. There's going to be side additional extra meta information. What if your entire show is about meta information? Well, there's going to be meta information for the meta information then. And there's going to be an informant informing you on what was informed during the information exchange. Okay, we don't need all those levels of stuff. It's already in there. It's all there. It doesn't need to be again. Like, oh man. Because then we are thinking of four things at once, not two. Oh man. And we can't do that.
Oh man.
You can.
Oh man.
Can you juggle four things at once? Can you spin... 2 four-dimensional quantum vortices in real time? Fuck no. Can you do 2? Almost nobody can, but I can. But shit, I can do half of that.
Fuck no.
And so nobody can do that. There's probably like a couple, but you know, they also can't do what you would need to do to make such a thing worth knowing. And that's essentially knowing computational physics, having a desire to invent stuff, and just a slew of other things.
I know what you mean. It's nice having all kinds of shit named after you. The Newtonian telescope. Love that one. Newton's gravity. I even like how I can predict the future, and I will be named in a podcast episode soon.
And so we are focusing on one thing here, and that is producing the show in a format that is acceptable and that is transparent for everybody to see, so that they can hear the required information that they need to hear to do what they should do. So the math is here, the comedy is here, the message is here, lots of other stuff is here.
I'm here. I think what's his face is too.
I'm still here too. Just busy doing some calculations.
And other things I think are here. And the made up things I think are here. So according to our laws today, if I create an artificial intelligence essence that creates stuff, it's still by law mine. If I create something that created something, well, what if you create something that creates something that creates something? We don't go that far. What's an analog? Something that's like something. What's an analog of an analog? It's a matrix. Because an analog of an analog is when you're on the correct path and you deal with fours and eights. And then all you see is fours and eights. Different codes pack up in a form that there may or may not actually be a codex for it, and there probably isn't, because nobody can actually read it. But what if somebody could? But that is besides the point, because whether you want to or you don't, it doesn't matter if you can.
Yeah, stay on task already.
But this is my attempt at being able to do what I am setting out to do, and to make sure that as I go through the episodes here, and dozens of them, and tens and scores of them, that I am remaining on task and staying with a fundamental amount where I can finish my task in a small section of time. And so 30 minutes it is. 2 15 minutes per 30. 2 30s per hour. 10 30s per 10. 5 hours per 10, 500 hours per 1,000. I don't care about that. What I do care about is trying to properly convey enough of this information to make the whole thing having been worthwhile. And so that is where we end up for this one. And that's pretty much all we have
for
episode
14
on quantum foam.
Quantum
foam.
Bazeroth Wave disclaimer.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the author or authors and do not necessarily reflect the particular views, thoughts, or opinions of Zeroth Wave Productions, any of its sister companies, its parent company, Zeroth Enterprises, or any other entity which had existed, will exist, or which, quote-unquote, presently must exist outside the realm of our current space-time.
Quantum Foam is produced by Zeroth Wave Productions.